Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Day radio program. Dougie Dougs will be back before we know it. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn. Jen, what all nicknames do you have for Doug? I feel like Dougie is
usually
one.
It's Dougie, Doug-roo, sometimes the Dougster, and those are just the ones we can say on the radio.
Okay. Nothing that you've not said to his face.
Exactly. Never say it. You only say things that you'd say to someone's face. That's right.
I love your nicknames for each other because you've called him Dougie so many times, mm-hmm. and he calls you Jen-Jen, and you can
Jen-Jen,
just tell.
And you know what? When I was little, affection. My parents used to call me that when I was a kid, Jen-Jen.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I like it.
It all fits. We've known each other a really long time. Doug and I have known each other. Gosh, I think I started on this program in 2007.
When you were 12?
When I was 12 years old, give or take a day. But I even knew Doug before I started on the program. So it's been a really, it's been a long time.
Well, you can tell just the way the conversations go and certain things you discuss. And even when you are in a disagreement on the topic, you can still hear how much love and respect there is. And I think that that's so invaluable, especially with different topics we discuss, because they are hot topics in the sense of not just trending topics, but that hot-headed, some people feel very passionate. Yeah,
I know. And you know what? It's always been my mentality that you can disagree with people and you can disagree on issues, but you can still love the person. And I, believe me, I have so many friends in my life who are not, who don't line up the same way that I do and think the same way I do politically. And my mom is one of them. One of the things that I've learned is you cannot let stupid issues that divide us, that are being used against us to divide us, I really mm-hmm. believe, because people love having team sports around. Mm-hmm. Can't let that keep you away from people that you really care about.
Yeah, and everybody feels like they have to put people in a box. Well, and I think that that's just one of many reasons that makes you so good at your job, but also just such a genuinely awesome human being. I could fawn over you all day, but let's just go into some good news.
Let's keep going. I like it.
You're like, no, keep going, please.
Compliments on the ones here on the Doug Stephens.
President of the Jen Horn fan club right here. All right, so some good news, some history in the making. Mikayla Shiffrin has made history with her 87th victory. She did this to round out her 27s because girl just turned 28 today. Today is her birthday. And she did she claimed the Alpine Skiing World Cup record
awesome.
After winning the slalom event. And this all was going down in Sweden. So she had her giant slalom victory on Friday, tying for the win record of 86 set by a Swedish skier back in the 1980s. And then the monumental achievement happened on Saturday, the alpine skier, most accomplished alpine skier of all time. This means both men and women, not just, the one for the women or whatever. No, of all time.
Good for her.
I know. And 27, that's so young. Well, maybe in the sport, it's probably, not young. You know how the age of sports
always
is.
I feel bad. I've never heard of her, but I don't really follow these winter sports. I know a lot of people love skiing and the Olympics and the World Cup and all that, but how exciting to be so accomplished at such a young age. And to truly, skiing is one of those sports where you don't have to worry about the biological differences. In many cases, you can get women that are just as good or better than men, and she's proof of that. So good
proof of it. Exactly. Well, and a name that I'm sure you do know, Lindsey Vonn.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Shiffrin beat Lindsey Vonn's record for the most World Cup wins by a female alpine skier. So that was for the female side, and that happened back in January. So now she takes home the title, most awarded, most celebrated of the sport, period. And she got to celebrate in a really cool way. It happens, it all goes down. She is on the stage accepting her award and talking about the record-setting 83rd victory. And she looks out into the crowd for her mom and her coach, and she sees that first two unidentified people standing with them, and then it dawns on her, holy crap, that's her brother and her brother's wife. She had no idea they were going to be there. They surprised her for it. And so it made for just such a more emotional moment of getting to share that moment with family members that also you didn't expect that were going to be able to be there.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I had to look it up, too. So alpine skiing is just regular downhill skiing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How exciting. Good for her. And the fact that her family members were there, you love seeing those stories where it's like unexpected and the adrenaline for them is just pumping. And what a huge accomplishment, especially knowing that today is her birthday and that she's, you know, doing everything that she can. What a good way to celebrate.
I know,
I'd cover,
right?
If I were winning like the gold like she did, I'd probably like have like my golden birthday and probably just make everything sparkly.
Yes.
But who am I kidding? I'm not an Olympic skier or a World Cup skier. And
don't act like you don't make every birthday sparkly anyway.
Exactly. Need
like sparkles are your favorite color.
Exactly.
Jen, what are some news stories that you're seeing that you're going to be talking on your morning show today?
Oh, my gosh. We have so many things that we're covering. So this bank story, I think, is a huge one, which we started about. And the president's talking about that. Also, we're going to talk about this new, the scandal in California. So we spent a lot of time talking about local stuff, and you guys may have heard, and maybe seen on social media, we've had some crazy weather in California. It snowed. I mean, I can count on my one hand the number of times that it actually snowed in my neighborhood, and this year was one of those times. Doesn't happen very often, but we have a lot of people who are trapped in our local mountains. And I think the death toll is at like 13 or 15 people who were left behind, who had no power, who were without heat. Some of them asphyxiated because they had gas leaks, because their meters froze and cracked. And a lot of these are older people who were living by themselves up in the mountains. And, you know, I can hear people now going, well, they should have known. They should have known the storm was coming. Yes, maybe. But if you don't have any place to go, the government should have known, too. And the government didn't even declare an emergency. Gavin Newsom didn't declare an emergency till 2 weeks after the snow fell. So
that's awful.
He's dealing with a lot of heat right now. And when he finally declared the state of emergency, he went to Mexico and came back with COVID. And finally got this last week, Joe Biden to declare a federal state of emergency to get FEMA help in there. So it's been a long time coming, and there are people who still don't have medicine, who still don't have food. The roads just opened a couple of days ago. And so we've been really covering how these people got left behind. I mean, really, to just rely on their neighbors to keep each other going. And when the snowplows actually even went in, and there was so much snow on the ground that when they plowed it, they actually ended up walling people into their homes behind like 10, 15 feet of snow. So even the plows actually ended up making things worse.
So were they just not equipped, but like did they not know to not do that?
I have no idea why that happened. I don't know if they didn't think it through or if they were just saying, you know, we're told to clear the road, so that's what we're going to do. But in any case, it almost just made it worse.
We've seen photos of people opening their front doors or a door to the house, and you see that it's just this wall of snow.
It's a wall. And a lot of these areas don't have county. It's been a disaster, literally, truly, for the last few weeks. So now, Gavin Newsom, who's taken the heat for going to Mexico while people are freezing to death,
and
is coming back out
in Mexico and being told not to go to Mexico.
Right, after we're being told not to go to Mexico. He's coming out again today to talk about, of course, reparations, which is so ridiculously tone deaf. I mean, if you want to talk about reparations, do it after people have been dug out. But reparations have been a really big hot topic in our state. California wants to give $360,000 a person to people who have been here for a certain amount of time who are black, who have identified on government documents as black. $360,000. When the state's already in jeopardy, we've got these emergencies happening everywhere, and California, just for the record, was never a slave state. So this has got a lot of people, forget your political affiliation, this just has a lot of people fired up about the best ways to use our money right now and priorities in the state. San Francisco, I think we talked about it, is also looking to do their own reparations program. They're trying to do $5 million a person for people who are black in San Francisco and who've been there for 12 years.
What is the theory behind that when it wasn't a slave state?
I keep saying this, I'm like kind of whispering this part, but saying it out loud. If any group of people were going to want reparations in California, it should be the Asians. It should be the people who were brought here to work on the railroads or the people who were kept in internment camps in California. It wasn't necessarily black Americans. If anybody were to be complaining, it would be that demographic group. But it seems like the focus is always on those people who are here and are black. So, interesting.
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
So that'll be one of the stories today. And Newsom's just the way he's choosing, like, to deal with one thing over another. Because it sounds great when you can give out $360,000 to somebody, right? Here, you get all this money, but yet you're kind of ignoring the people who are still locked away in their cabins and don't have access to food or to medication.
Well, and it goes along with a lot of the situations of people just read the headlines, but they don't read the whole story.
That's true.
It's like, well, that sounds great. Let's run with it. And then they start forming their own narrative around it rather than seeing what all is actually included and entails.
Yep. And this is a guy who wants to be president. So that's why we keep an eye on him. I mean, Newsom has said he's not running this time, but I can tell you if something happens and Biden doesn't make it into the race for 2024, Newsom will be there front and center. And the question is he going to be, is he what the rest of the country wants? Because already people think California is absolutely nuts. Do we want to California the whole country?
Yeah. But even if he doesn't go for 24, I could see him definitely pitching in for 28.
Oh, 1,000%. It's either this time or it's next time, but it will happen.
Yeah.
And so what does it look like optically for him in California to try to sell his big accomplishments to the rest of the country?
My goodness. Well, and some other news, four astronauts returned to Earth Saturday.
Yes.
They had their 5-month stay at the International Space Station. This is the U.S., Russian, Japanese cruise capsule. It splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast near Tampa. They had a 19-hour trek back to Earth. 19 hours. What do you think of that?
What would it be to come back? And it's like seeing everything that you saw, but also that time, like, to get used to being back on Earth again. What do you think that's like when you come back? And only a small group knows what it's like because only a small group has done it.
Of course. And I think we always look at the picture of the videos when they're going into outer space. And you think of, like, they have not the zero Gs, but, like, the force to get into outer space. And it's, like, just all that air pressure going against
them. It's weird to get out of a swimming pool and to feel your weight. Imagine when you get out of a space capsule.
It's weird to step off of a treadmill and just like onto a flat floor. But yeah, and then you think of the reverse of it, also to come back to all of that gravity. That has to be tough.
Yeah, well, I think so too.
Yeah. More to come on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day radio program. I am Jake Hirschner. Doug will be back before we know it. Priyanka Chopra is in the news for discussing her time at the South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, where she did a conversation with the head of Amazon Studios. And at the end of the discussion, she fielded some questions from the crowd. And one attendee asked her how she handles negativity that's actually directed at her. And she was kind of like, well, in my field, there are so many unpleasant things that are difficult to hear that I regularly deal with, that at the same time, the pressure of the job is so intense that you can't really, even if you are affected by something, you can't show that you are affected by it. And she gave an example that she's like, I can't arrive here today feeling crappy because somebody told me yesterday that I'm not sample sized. And then she went into it, how somebody was explaining she is no longer sample sized, and they did it in such a rude and mean way that it crushed her. And sample size is a size 2. And she was so upset about it. She talked with her family. She went home and cried to her husband about it. And then it dawned on her of the real problem is not that she's not sample size. It's the fact that she's so affected by the fact that she's not sample size and that somebody is putting worth on her based on what her body size is, but her body type and all of that. And that's a huge problem that so many celebrities deal with. And somebody else who's dealing with body shamers, Selena Gomez. And we'll explain more about that coming up.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Gomez is coming clean about something that she says she lied about. She is really big on taking to social media and telling people to, you know, stay kind. And when she posts about herself, she has come out and said that her weight fluctuates because of her lupus medication. And she has said that whenever people body shame her, it doesn't hurt her because it's just like what you say about my body. It doesn't matter. You do you, I'll do me. Well, she's coming clean and saying that she lied. Body shamers absolutely affect her. And there will be times where she's posting something to social media, all of the meanwhile crying her eyes out because she feels like she has to post something. But at the same time, she knows that she has gained a little bit of weight and that she's going to get slammed, and then starts reading some comments of people being so mean. And while she's projecting and promoting that she doesn't care, body shamers can do whatever they want. They have no effect on her. She's coming clean and saying, you know what? No, words hurt, and they hurt me on a regular basis. And James Collins in the Dallas studios, I know that we share this.
That
complete,
was one of,
like,
yeah.
unfiltered love for Selena Gomez.
Absolutely. That was one of the first things we bonded on. And so it really – I've watched her since I was a kid. And so it's really sad for me to see her struggling with this. But it's also uplifting to know that she overcomes it time and time again. She had that song last year, My Mind and Me, that was all about mental health and recovery and, like, the struggles of mental illness, but how you can overcome it, of course. And she obviously has time and time again. And she's – God, she's just amazing. Like you said, you and I have a shared love. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's one of those things where a lot of times people want to pretend they're strong and say, like, well, no, don't listen to the haters. Haters gonna hate, all of that stuff.
For
and
sure.
People, when people are picking on you, it's normally something about themselves or within themselves they actually don't like. So don't let it get you down. But the fact is, it's really hard to not let it get you down. And when celebrities themselves even come out and they're like,
right,
no, this affected me too, I think that that's helpful in letting people know, like, no, words hurt. They hurt everybody. Just stay kind to each other. Oh, thanks, James.
Absolutely.
It's 28 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration announced it has approved ConocoPhillips' Willow Oil Project, located on a portion of Alaska's North Slope. The work is estimated to produce about 576 million barrels of oil over 30 years. President Biden said former President Jimmy Carter asked him to deliver his eulogy after he passes. Biden mistakenly made the comment in front of 40 people during a Democrat National Committee fundraiser in Rancho Santa Fe, California, yesterday. The Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against Rite Aid yesterday, accusing the pharmacy chain of knowingly filling unlawful prescriptions for controlled substances, including opioids. The complaint claims from May of 2014 to June of 2019, Rite Aid filled hundreds of thousands of prescriptions that were medically unnecessary. Today is National Pi Day 3.14. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. It's Tuesday. Today is March the 14th. Have you realized that yet? Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the air with an overview of what's going on in the world. The usual, well, it isn't the usual sort of thing because no day is usual. Every day is unusual for a different reason. You've figured that out, right? It's different and it's good.
They're all unique.
That it's different. Yes, we are unique and the days are unique and situations are unique. So when does March Madness start? I'm thinking as I'm wandering around here, how about March? Because here we are in March, the middle of March. So, and they call it March Madness because it starts in March and goes on, it seems, every year forever, the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. What do you know about the March Madness? I think it starts today, if I'm not mistaken, with the first four teams. And a lot of people are ready for what they call the big dance.
Yeah, and this is when, like, all the big brackets are about to get rolling.
Yeah, if Jennifer were here, she'd probably be picking a big bracket, right? Or a small bracket, or a bracket. I never understood how those work. Have you ever been involved in one of them? I sort of shun stuff like this, but every place that I've been, there certainly have been many people who have gotten themselves involved. They'll do a football pool, or they'll do the March Madness thing, or they'll come up with something for baseball, a big pot at the end of the year with World Series stuff. So, and just is it just everybody throws money into a big kitty? What the heck happens?
No, you don't have to do money. You can just do it for fun. Like, a lot of people will just have fun with it, picking brackets and starting with a larger portion of teams, and then you pick who you think is going to win each game, and then who's going to get into, like, the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 and then Final Four, and then who's actually going to be going to the championship game, who do you think is going to win. Sometimes if you do a pool with money, it'll even be not only who's going to win, but what's the score going to be? Because what if there's a tie, people pick the same teams, then it comes down to the score. Same with fantasy football, in a sense, where you can just have fun with it, or you can do it for money.
Okay. Well, good luck to those of you who are throwing money at it, or just putting pieces together. Help yourself. Today is a day in which we're getting closer to Earth Day. Earth Day, I think, is the 22nd of April, thinking about things that are coming. It's Patriots Day. Well, it is Patriots Day here in Massachusetts. That comes up when the marathon comes up around, I think it's the week before Earth Day. Closer in, we have St. Patrick's Day later this week. What is it? Friday, I think, is St. Patrick's Day, right?
And into the weekend.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about what we have in common, rather than all the things that spread us apart, break us apart, keep us apart, the things that keep us, that we think about every day. Okay, this guy, I'm for him, and it becomes political, but it isn't all politics. But there are things, like even though the political thing about the earth and environmental causes and that stuff, that is it seems like we don't have that in common, that there's different approaches to understanding what's going on the planet. That's why I take time from time to time to talk about what's going on. As you look at the weather, another wild, woolly day in Southern California today with all the rain. There's a big snowstorm that's blown across the upper Midwest, and it's affecting northern New England. It's pouring rain here on the farm. But it's rain, and it's 40-something degrees, which is, it's okay. Whatever it is, it's okay, because not much you can do about it. It's what we have in common. The weather we have in common, things happening on the planet we have in common. The earth is what we all have in common. Can you start your day thinking of it that way? There is, I may not be supportive of some environmental causes or some things that are considered to be good conservation measures, but I think we all know that we don't exist without having the planet. And so how it proceeds, how we go ahead, how we move ahead with it, I guess, is a matter of discussion. But I hope that we all can agree on one thing, and that is that this is our home, and there's no other. If we don't have this home, then we don't have the home. And so then you think about it from your own perspective. What do you do? I was having this conversation with my grandson at dinner the other night about plastic straws and the little things and what they mean and how they add up. And I don't want to make him into some sort of, a crusader. But I think from your own point of view, you can do things that are responsible. That's all. Just think about throwing a cigarette out onto the roadway if you, in fact, still smoke. Think about whether you leave the car idling or you shut it off, whether that really makes a difference or not, I don't know. Think about, you know what I'm saying, Jay. Just think.
Well, yeah, and how many times people will just throw not even cigarettes, but trash out their
trash
window
out the
while
window.
They're driving
very
anyway.
Selfish.
Like, they stop at a drive-thru, and they just toss it out. And it's like, there are so many garbage cans everywhere, and eventually you are going to have to, you are going to get to your destination, or you need to stop for gas, either of which way, there's going to be a garbage can.
Throw it. Throw the stuff there. Okay, let's talk about these large banks that have cratered. These are tech industry banks collapsing after a bank run. It seems the government has taken emergency measures. I wasn't here yesterday. I'm sure you and Jennifer talked about this to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes broader. What's the backstop to the financial system? All I could think of as I was listening and putting all the pieces together yesterday is back to 2009, 2010, 2011, when we all saw how ugly that got. And that was because there wasn't proper preparation. So have the various institutions made the proper, have the preparations been enough? I got a note from my bank saying, don't worry.
Well, yeah, a lot of these have involvement with tech investors.
Yeah.
So it seems like that's where the majority of it's coming from, especially at Silicon Valley we saw. And now there are growing concerns over the financial health of New York Signature Bank, which again is
also on this
pretty heavily exposed to the crypto market.
Yeah. Well, so this, and if you look back 15 years, and I don't remember what came first, the chicken or the egg, the housing bubble. Was that the thing that caused all of the selling off of various packages by banks into the market and how they were kind of weak and so things kind of fell apart, the domino effect there? This is not the same sort of thing. The last 3-4 days, there have been two financial institutions that have closed. So the question that is, and I remember because I was a shareholder, not a shareholder, but my mortgage was at Washington Mutual, my mortgage in California, in 2008. And that was the first thing to go, because that was the first bank to go, another California bank. So is it California that's the problem, the troublemaker? It certainly is a troublemaker in many respects. So have we asked ourselves whether the steps the government has taken are enough? There are a lot of people who are looking at it, and some say yep, and some say nope. And so we're back to that, you know, who's on first and who's on second. The question about why the Silicon Valley Bank failed is something that I'm sure you probably talked about. It's a rough time for technology companies in some respects. And so that along, I mean, this bank has got billions of dollars in treasuries and bonds and stuff. And that's kind of typical for most banks, as far as I understand anyway. They are very safe investments. But the value of the bonds has begun to fall because they pay lower interest rates than bonds that are issued in the high interest environment that we have today. We all know that we have inflation. And so people are paying, my bank pays 4.3% interest, where last year at this time, I think they were paying 1.9% interest. And you look around at what customers are expecting. If you want to have money to lend, then you got to bring money into the bank. You can't, you know, some of the banks borrow money from the Fed, and they borrow money from the big banks, to, you know, all of that stuff. If you try to understand what a Ponzi scheme it really seems like, and then you try to understand the business about the president with the budget announcement last week, that didn't do any good either in my mind. I don't know whether other people are putting two and two together here. But Washington and its inflation machine wanting to spend $6 trillion of money that we really don't have, what does that do for us? There's, it seems pretty simple. You don't have the money, you can't spend it. But that's not the way the government works. So they keep borrowing money from whomever. There was a joke. Mm-hmm. Was it
money
was
is
it,
like limitless there?
Yeah. And so was it? I saw. I don't remember whether Jimmy Kimmel on the Oscars over on Sunday night, who said something about the Chinese and how, you know, there how it was a joke about. we take money from Walmart is full of crap. No, I know what it was. It was Colin Powell. I was watching. I think there were two of these, but the one that made the most made the biggest impression on me was looking at a review of Colin Powell's life on the plane coming back last night. There was a couple of historical hour-long interviews with black, this was for Black History Month, of black leaders, and one of them was of Colin Powell, and he was talking about borrowing money, and, you know, the Chinese make all this cheap stuff for Walmart, and we borrow the money from the Chinese to make this stuff, and then they make it, and we bring it, that sort of thing, which is sort of, you know, what I say we're talking about all the time. We have too much money that is in the system that isn't ours. That's kind of really the bottom line. The inflation that we have is from there being too much money. We borrow money, trillions of credits that are basically snatched from thin air, if you think about it, right? Our spending contradicts, the government spending contradicts everything about our personal ability to spend. If we don't have it, we can't spend it. And if you overspend it, you lose what you have, right? You borrow too much money to buy a house or a car, the car gets repossessed, the house gets repoed by the bank, and you're out on the street.
Yeah.
Federal government doesn't do it that way, right?
I don't think they have the same interest rates either.
No. No. So I guess I was going back again to September, the fall of 2008, Lehman Brothers had a balance of $925 billion, and the federal government took it over. Under the circumstances, people say, why? You got all this money, why did the government take it over? There's never been a good answer to that question. Never been a good answer to that. 48 after, this is Good Day.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melted cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Here we go. It's fine and wonderful that we are here together, Jay, to discuss food, farm, and family issues on the Good Day program, 53 past the hour. Here is a fan favorite item that Taco Bell is ditching. They're bringing back a couple of other of their fan favorites. I've never been to a Taco Bell. Have you?
Big fan. Big fan here.
All right. So you could probably, with more authority, talk about these things that the hybrid, the burrito hybrid, quesadilla, and that sort of thing than I can.
Yeah, it makes sense for them to get rid of their quesadilla burrito hybrid. That is just, honestly, like, it's too much.
It's too much because there's too much in it, or is it just too big?
Think about it. It's an entire quesadilla that is used as the wrap for a burrito. Like, that's what it is. You think about it. That's a lot. And so it's going to be leaving the menu on April 19th. And while a lot of people are sad about that, they are bringing back some of the favorites.
Wait a minute. Let me have shed a tear for the end of something at Taco Bell.
Don't you remember the whole Mexican pizza situation with Taco Bell when they got rid of it? And people rioted in the streets. Even Dolly Parton got in on that.
Really?
The celebrities were upset about it.
God.
And they brought it back for a limited time, and it sold out so quickly that they were like, okay, fine, we'll put it back on the menu.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, then they're bringing back a couple other items. But, yeah, so it's kind of like take something away, bring something else back.
Here is the latest in the saga of people who have been charged in connection with a scheme to steal $250 million from a federal food program. Actually, this program is designed to provide meals to low-income children in Minnesota. 60 people charged in this conspiracy. Authorities say a group took advantage of rules that were relaxed during COVID, falsely claimed that they were providing food to children, and of course, under the conspiracy, they weren't, putting the money in their pocket. 60 people. Imagine how many of these things that haven't been discovered yet have gone on. I keep talking about what's gone on in the farm belt. All of these companies that were not farming, had nothing to do with farming, yet they slipped in under the radar and the feds didn't catch them, so they got millions of dollars. This guy that was working out of a cellar, and I think it was outside, it was a place in Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken, $7 million he got for, he didn't have anything. He alleged he was running a non-profit farm or some other, mm-hmm. you know, it's...
Or a lot of people say they are urban farmers, which is a thing. It actually exists, having one house plant doesn't make you an urban farmer.
Matter of fact, we had an urban farmer on the American Family Farmer last week. If you didn't catch the show, go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Every week we have a different conversation with someone who's important to agriculture, especially the small farmers, helping people come up with ideas on how they can make their family farm much better. So that's the American Family Farmer. You can catch that, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, every week. And we also have our website. How is that doing? We've created a food, farm, and family website in which all of these visits are put there. The American Family Farmers put there in our daily tips and tidbits, among other things. Jay is populating it with a lot of good things. So if you go to foodfarmandfamily.com, you will find all of that material there. Am I correct, Armando?
You are.
All right, here's the story of an 8-year-old who has a regular ritual, breakfast at the Waffle House. Woo-ha! I love the Waffle House. He and his family go. It's a Waffle House outside Little Rock. They go with their grandfather often, parents, siblings. With these trips come his meal served by his favorite waiter, Devon Gardner. And he says about a year ago when they met, my dad started going, and then the other members of the family would go, and they would talk about how much they like this waiter, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, this 8-year-old learned the Waffle House waiter was living in a motel, so he went to work and thought, well, let's see if we can't help out this youngster. This is an 8-year-old, by the way. Think about this. Got to be a wonderful kid. So they put together a GoFundMe page and raised $100,000 for this waiter. The 8-year-old puts together, right, puts together a GoFundMe. And they've got, at this point, more than $100,000 for this fellow.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's one of those nature versus nurture that it just has to come down to both. This kid is kind-hearted, and the parents are doing a great job.
But what a great example for other 8-year-olds. This is a great story for my grandson, who's 8 years old as well. Any of you who have grandchildren or you have children that are 8 years old, tell them this story, because it'll help set their head in the right place. I actually am eager to tell this to my grandson, Miles. There it is, the Food Farm Family Items of Import here at 59 at the hour. Good day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.